In the quest to find our listener Brett's hinge date's name, we give another update here on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've got an update. Buckle up.
Okay.
So after my last email, I was spiraling just a tiny bit. Still had no idea what Hinge Girl, a.k.a. Buffy's real name was.
Mm-mm.
And the silence after her cold, it's okay, period text had me thinking I was dead in the dating water.
Sure.
But I wasn't giving up. I got creative.
Okay.
I actually opened up Venmo, which was one of the suggestions we gave him.
Sure.
To see if I could search for her there, not to stalk, just to see if maybe her full name was in her profile.
Mm-hmm.
I figured if I sent her a dollar for emotional damages or Buffy trivia night, maybe I could get something.
I like that. Sure.
I also considered faking a group dinner reservation to try and get her name from a host, but even I realized that was a bit unhinged, pun intended.
Uh-huh.
And then before I could launch Operation Venmo snooping, I get a text.
Oh.
It says, hey, it's Ashley.
Mm.
You're lucky. You're cute, LOL. What are you doing this weekend? Want to get together?
Oh.
Ben. Kelly. I almost dropped a phone into a sink full of dishes.
You weren't good.
Ashley. Her name is Ashley. The mystery is over. We're free.
We're free.
She totally caught me off guard. I really thought she was done with me, and I wouldn't have blamed her, but apparently I'm just cute enough to warrant a second chance.
Just cute.
Sorry, ladies. Now I am taken. Oh. LOL.
That's funny.
Needless to say, I said, yes, we've got a date this weekend. And this time, her name is saved everywhere in my phone, in my notes app, even considering a tattoo of her name inside my eyelids.
Mm.
I'm not messing this up again.
Okay.
Thanks for riding this roller coaster with me. I'll keep you posted if this turns into something real. Your boy, quote, Brett.
Your boy, Brett.
Praise he's, hands emoji.
He's got a little swagger now that he's figured out Ashley is
yes,
the...
Yes, he does. He's just like, all right, great. I didn't have to do any more snooping. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, her response the last time we got an update where she was like... She seemed pretty upset. We were like, man,
yes.
that seems a bit harsh. But
well, yes.
So,
and the fact that he admitted was pretty vulnerable. I mean, it made him look kind of dumb.
Yeah.
And he admitted it anyway. And so, you know, I think now maybe she had some time to think about it, marinate in it a little bit. And
yeah, she probably
from the perspective of, hey, you know, he didn't have to admit that. He could have just like not called me anymore.
Yeah, I mean, obviously she's got her girlfriends in her corner, you know, saying probably the same thing like, hey, you know, give this guy like basically like, hey, is he cute? All right, give him another shot. You know,
right.
He's a doofus dude and just forgot to save your name.
Exactly.
It happens
again,
to us.
And again, it's going to be a fun story to share with your kids when you get married.
Okay. Ashley, thank you for giving us yet another update in this saga. Brett, thanks for keeping us posted.
Yes, this is great.
Maybe we can tie this up with a bow. Ashley.
Michael Graves' toaster is still up for grabs.
I'm telling you. I will get rid of that someday.
No, you're not.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Thank you, Brett, for the update there.